approximately 1 in every 59 children are born with autism.
Albert Einstein.
Dr. Einstein had no speech until age 3. Steve Jobs. He was a loner. He brought snakes to school.
Leonardo da Vinci. This man was far advanced on the autism spectrum.
I'm not naughty. I'm autistic. And I just get too much information.
You're listening to Takiwa Tanga, Love Not Cure, Exploring Autism One Strength at a Time.
The connection between ASD and gut health. Gut-brain axis. The gut and brain are connected by a bidirectional communication system known as the gut-brain axis. This axis is a complex network of neural, hormonal, and immune signals that are constantly changing between the gut and brain. This communication plays an important role in regulating many bodily functions, including digestion, immune function, and emotional regulation. The gut-brain axis can impact various aspects of an individual's physical and mental health. While there is no definitive test to identify the state of the gut-brain axis, there are some signs and symptoms that may suggest an imbalance in this axis. Here are some of the ways to identify if a person has an imbalanced gut-brain axis. We have gastrointestinal issues. So gastrointestinal issues such as bloating, gas, constipation, diarrhea, and abdominal pain are common signs of an imbalanced gut-brain axis. These symptoms can be caused by a variety of factors, including dysbiosis, inflammation, and food sensitivity. Mood and behavioral changes. The gut-brain axis plays a key role in regulating mood and behavioral changes, and imbalances in this axis can lead to changes in the mood, anxiety, and depression. Some research has also suggested that an imbalanced gut-brain axis may be linked to neurodevelopmental disorders such as ASD. Then we have food cravings and aversions. An imbalanced gut-brain axis can lead to food cravings or aversions, as the gut microbiome plays a crucial role in regulating appetite and metabolism. Then we have autoimmune disorders. Autoimmune disorders such as celiac disease, inflammatory bowel disease or IBD, and rheumatoid arthritis have been linked to an imbalanced gut-brain axis. And then we have chronic fatigue and low energy. The gut microbiome plays a crucial role in producing and regulating energy in the body, and an imbalanced gut-brain axis can lead to chronic fatigue and low energy levels. It's important to note that these signs and symptoms can be caused by a variety of factors, and a thorough medical evaluation by a professional is necessary to identify and address the underlying cause or causes. If you or someone you know is experiencing any of these symptoms, it's important to consult with your healthcare professional for an accurate diagnosis and treatment plan. So let's proceed to gut microbiome. The gut microbiome refers to the trillion of microorganisms that live in the digestive tract. These microorganisms play a crucial role in maintaining the gut health and overall health. Imbalances in the gut microbiome, such as dysbiosis, which is an overgrowth of harmful bacteria, have been linked to a range of health issues, including gastrointestinal disorders, autoimmune disorders, and mental health disorders. So potential interventions, while more research is needed to fully understand the connection between ASD and gut health, some interventions have shown promise in improving gut health and ASD symptoms. Improving gut health. These interventions include dietary changes such as a gluten-free or casein-free diet, probiotic and prebiotic supplements, and fecal microbiota transplantation. However, it's important to note that these interventions should only be undertaken under the guidance of a healthcare professional. A gluten-free diet is a dietary approach that involves all foods that contain gluten, a type of protein found in wheat, barley, rye, and some other grains. Gluten is commonly found in bread, pasta, cereal, and other grain-based foods, and also used as a food additive in many processed foods. Casein-free diet, on the other hand, involves avoiding all foods that contain casein type of protein found in milk and other dietary products. Casein is often used as an ingredient in many processed foods, so individuals following a casein-free diet must read food labels carefully to avoid it. Casein is spelled as C-A-S-E-I-N. Both gluten-free and casein-free diets are often recommended for individuals with certain health conditions such as celiac disease, non-celiac gluten sensitivity, and autism spectrum disorder. Some research has suggested that these diets may help alleviate some of the symptoms associated with these conditions, although more research is still needed to fully understand the effects of this dietary approach. It's important to note that following a gluten-free or casein-free diet can be challenging as these proteins are found in many common foods. Individuals who are considering following one of these diets should consult with a healthcare professional and a registered dietitian to ensure that their nutrition needs are being met and to develop a safe and effective dietary plan. The connection between ASD and gut health is a complex and ongoing area of research. While there is still much to be learned, understanding the gut-brain axis and the role of the gut microbiome in overall health is an important step towards improving the quality of life for individuals, especially those who have autism. Further research and exploration of potential interventions may offer new insights and opportunities for supporting individuals with autism.
Every tangata fai takiwa tanga is different. If you fail with one strategy, don't stop. Keep moving forward. Always remember that for every failure you encounter is one step closer to your success. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, Memuto te fakawa haire. Let's stop judging others. Memahi tahi tato. Let's all work together. Kia maya, kia kaha, be brave and be strong.